Welcome to Alter the Podcast with me, your host, Heather Brienne. Together, we will explore guided practices and intimate conversations with mindful movers from across the globe in order to inspire more movement in your life. Here, you are invited to evolve the practices of yoga, meditation, and mindful living with us. Welcome. Welcome to Alter. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is Heather and Tanya. You're here on Alter the Podcast. And we wanted to start today how we have been starting before we start recording. And we thought to invite you into our little mini practice tool that we bring in to center ourselves and to prepare our minds and bodies and hearts to share with you all. So what we've been doing is placing a heart or a hand on our heart or somewhere on our body just to feel into this vessel. And eyes can be open or closed. This is a totally open invitation. You can do whatever feels right for you. But if you'd like to enter this with us, hands on the body in some way. If you're driving, of course, please do not close your eyes. Keep your eyes open. But an opportunity to sense into what we'll call today inward and outward movement. So relating that to this experience of our breath, you might just notice that touch of the air coming in and out of your nose and how certain parts of your body are moved as you breathe, and to have a moment of awe or curiosity about this inward and outward movement that you can sense. If you're sitting in a chair, you might feel your feet on the floor or just feel that surface of the chair. If you're on the floor, same idea. If you're standing, just notice some sort of connection with the earth. If you had your eyes closed, you might flutter the eyes back open and arriving into this space together today. Hi, Tanya. Welcome back.
Hey, how love. It's so good to be back.
Yeah.
We're here for our second episode. Well, actually.
This would be our fourth episode.
Fourth.
Official fourth episode, but Sutra 2 is what we wanted to explore today.
That's right. That's why I said second, because
exactly,
it's
you're in it. You're in the flow of the Sutra 2. Do you want to share a little bit about Sutra 2? Are you ready to go there? Do you have anything else you want to bring into the space before we begin today?
Yeah, I just want to say that the journey into the Radiant Sutras, this book translated by Dr. Lauren Roche, is such a gem. The poetry is so... it's like jewels. It's like these beautiful, precious jewels, the way the words are woven together. And each sutra, each verse is an invitation to meditation. And this is the beauty of the style of meditation is that it's instinctive. There is no monkish, sit cross-legged, tall spine, clear your mind. Nothing against monks. I think it's a fabulous way to meditate. I just feel like it doesn't ever work for me. It's just not my thing. But this style of meditation has really made it easy for me to access meditation every single day of my life without any struggle. In fact, it's something that my heart and my body yearns for, and I miss it when I don't have it in my life. We shared Sutra 1 last time, which was really beautiful, and we're kind of exploring breath in these sutras. And just as the first sutra was about the experience of breath, the pathway of breath, the fullness of breath, the pulse between an in-breath and an out-breath, and how meditation or space could be found within those two poles. The second sutra, which starts with the Radiant One. And as we shared, this is a conversation, a loving banter between God Shiva and Goddess Shakti, who, you know, adores Shiva and asks in an incredibly beautiful, loving, and adoring way as to why the universe was created and what's all this business about, us being here, living this incredible, miraculous existence in these, you know, anatomically mind-baffling, perfect bodies, the way human anatomy, the way air molecules, the way the galaxies are dancing around and have been brought into existence. She asks him, she's curious about, what is all this anyway? What are we here for? What is this about? Why are things so fabulous?
Right. And how do I experience it more fully? How do I get to know it? How do I embody it and be with it? And.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And God, it's such a delicious exploration. It's such an unending delight, and you get so lured into it. So we want to lure you into our journey with us as we explore these more deeply. So the second sutra starts with God Shiva, Lord Shiva, responding to Shakti. Shakti's questions about why is life? What is this shimmering, incredible existence that we all find ourselves in? He says, Radiant One, the life essence carries on its play. And I don't know about you, Heather, but for me, pretty much every single line of the sutras has become something to muse about, to contemplate, to meditate on. The life essence carries on its play. And if we were to just bring our attention to that simple, that just that one line, life essence, the life essence carries on its play. So this Grand Leela carries on, regardless of who's paying attention and who's not paying attention and where awareness has drifted. It carries on its play through the pulsing rhythm of outward and inward movement, of outward and inward movement. Because as I understand this, Heather, I feel the outward movement is the ways in which we're connected in this world, the ways in which we're engaged in this world physically, the way we show up in this world. And then there's the inward movement, which is not there for anyone else to witness. And maybe sometimes we're not aware of it either, but it does carry on. It exists, it continues, and it could be thoughts, feelings, emotions. There's an inward pulse as well that carries on. He goes on to say, this is the ceaseless throb, the rhythm of life. Ceaseless throb, the rhythm of life. This thing that we're all captivated in, part of, ensconced within, this inward and outward throb, terrifying in its eternity. I think this might be my favorite line. Mm-hmm. Terrifying in its eternity, exquisite in its constancy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess I always found, somebody asked me very recently, what is meditation to you? And I think we discussed it as well in our previous episodes. Mm-hmm. And then one of my students here asked me, what is meditation? And I said, the simplest way I can explain and how it has made itself known to me is meditation is me meeting with myself. Mm-hmm. It's me taking a moment and greeting myself and, meeting myself again, because we're so outward in our existence. It's always about the list of things we have to do, the places we have to get to, mm-hmm. all the boxes we have to check. There's so much of that in our lives. When and how often do we actually take a moment and be like, the way you opened the session today, Heather, but just like placing a hand on the heart, mm-hmm. coming back to that Mm-hmm. You know, that self that is often dismissed, neglected, mm-hmm. not paid attention to. It's not important enough. There's other things to do mm-hmm. that are more important than me. Because meeting with myself is really not always a pleasant experience, which is probably why a lot of people avoid meditation or try meditation mm-hmm. and never want to come back to it.
Yeah. It's a lot. There's a lot in there for all of us. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so many times it's the uncomfortable emotions that come to the surface when you take a moment and say you want to look inward. Then, you know, the past hurts and the forgotten wounds, that heartbreak that you're trying to distract yourself from. And carry on with life. Pretend like nothing happened. Let's just stay busy. Let's just keep it moving. But it's all there, you know. And when you take a moment of silence, it rises to the top and it's uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Therefore.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And what I think is potent about the sutra is that, so let's say those moments arise, you know, they will arise for all of us when we decide to go into a, you know, a meditation practice. But what I think the sutra, a layer of this is that ability that yes, we can tune into the internal environment and the next pulsation can be then turning back outward to the external environment. What am I hearing? What am I seeing? What do I love about that tree or that light or that shadow? And then, oh, right, I can come back inward. So it can be, this allowing it to be a dance and a rhythm. If something gets too terrifying, too intense, we have choice. We get to decide. It's not, I don't have to just stay there. I can stay, maybe we say like with ourselves, hand on the body, tender, open, compassionate to what is arising. And I might choose to open my eyes and look outside if something's getting too intense in that moment and then turn back inward, the inward and the outward, right? And that can be with our sense of vision. That can be with the awareness of what I'm feeling in my heart when that emotion rises, and then tuning into what I'm, I don't know, hearing outside of me, and then the inner listening and the outer listening. It can be that experience of breath. What's my heart rate doing when I have this intense emotion, and what's it like to bring in a refreshing breath, and that will that help to move that energy? So I think, I'm not sure what's coming up for you when I'm saying these things, but I think the maybe a tool here from the sutra is that recognition that it's not all about the internal, it's not all about the external, but it's about the pulsation, the dance in between. And we're always in relationship with both. That is the nature of life. And we are nature. We are a part of this. And we have this inherent, we have these inherent tools inside of us. And it's just like learning, like through the sutra, just to tune into that for a little, for a moment, or to invite our awareness to be at play with that.
Yeah. And I wonder, you know, I love that he translates and says terrifying in its eternity, exquisite in its constancy. You're right. The pulse is always present. It's always the inward and the outward dance is forever going on, long before we were here and long after we'll be gone. Mm-hmm. The inhalation, the outgoing breath, the two poles. It's always been there. And I wonder if, you know, this with a lot of people when I work with meditation students, I think a lot of times what we encounter is the, you know, as you were saying, if you're feeling whatever's coming up for you, if you can be with that and allow it, you know, we make space for it. But I feel like that is just such a frightening and terrifying place for a lot of people to go to, you know, because we tend to be so judgmental about ourselves and things we may think we may, you know, we'll reflect on the negatives or the mistakes or something. And then we'll feel like, yeah, I don't really want to meditate. So I don't really need to deal with all of that stuff. But if we could just normalize that, that's every human being's story. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's always stuff we're proud of, and there's always stuff that we're not so proud of. But that's part of the ceaseless throb of life. Mm-hmm. It is terrifying, and it is exquisite at the same time. Mm-hmm. So for me, it felt like just this, not just the sutra actually, but each one of these sutras is an invitation to reflect on my life as well, on, mm-hmm. On the state of mind, on where I'm at and what this means. It's so relevant to life, not just mm-hmm. to meditation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. So it's for today, let's say perhaps the takeaway or the integration that we'll invite for the week from this sutra might be, what do you have for us, Tanya?
Anything I think that's I would right love, there? I would love to, maybe because it's fresh in my mind and I was teaching meditation recently as well, I suppose, you know, if there is discomfort that comes up when you are encountering yourself, you're taking a moment to just sit down where you are, feel your seat, really root down into the chair or the bed, wherever you're at, just feel yourself, feel your body resting, feel your bones resting. Mm-hmm. So you drop your shoulders and you just gently bring your attention to the way this inhalation is feeling, this particular one. And if you could just we could just maybe imagine that the skin on the scalp is starting to soften and relax. And then as you draw this breath in, all the way down to the toes, we can just do like a little bit of a light body scan, not go through each and every single part of the body or every single limb, but just a gentle awareness of from the crown of the head all the way down to the feet. And then knowing that meditation is your moment to meet with yourself, to meet with your emotions, to welcome whatever disturbance or misalignment or any emotion at all, really, even that of joy that you may have experienced recently and it's residue is still there in your heart. What if it just showed up, and what if you were just here for it? And yeah, I understand it's uncomfortable sometimes, but maybe we just breathe with it and accept that that's kind of what's terrifying and ceaseless about life, that some things are uncomfortable and that they do show up, and maybe we can just welcome them in this space without judging, correcting, fixing, organizing. Maybe we can just let things be the way they simply are and start there.
So perhaps we place hands once again on the body in some way and just savor that invitation that Tanya just took us into to be so welcoming and embracing of whatever is here in this moment, even if it's a little uncomfortable, to create space for the discomfort. And maybe you're in ecstatic joy and that can be true for you and celebrating that. But can we also celebrate the fact that we're here and that we're alive and that we have the capacity to feel both the terrifying fear or the overwhelming sensation and the exquisite, miraculous beauty of life. And this is what we've signed up for. And to be like, all right, I'm here and I'm playing and I'm dancing and I'm riding the waves and we're all doing it together over and over and over again. And sometimes there's days where it's really, really freaking hard. And other days where we're just a little bit more ready to go there, and that's okay, right? We all have those days. Yeah. So let's take one more breath just in this wrapping up of Sutra 2 to appreciate that sense of inward movement, receiving this day, this moment, whatever is there in your awareness, and that recognition of the outward movement, perhaps an experience of releasing, or just once again grounding into your feet and the earth, appreciating this alive moment right now here together. Thank you so much, Tanya, for exploring, for sharing your beautiful wisdom with us today, based in Sutra 2 from the Radiant Sutras by Dr. Lauren Roche. I'd love, we haven't shared this yet. Where can people find you on Instagram, your website? Let's share that today.
Yeah, it's my name, Tanya Kazi, T-N-I-A-K-Z-I. The I is number one on Instagram. And website is under construction, but www.tanyakazi.com. And I can be reached on tanya@tanyakazi.com if you feel like connecting. But I think these days, social media is probably the easiest way. And then the YouTube channel, of course. Please feel free to leave a comment or subscribe and write and stay connected.
Yeah, share with us. Share with Tanya, share with us. Okay, everyone, thank you so much for being here today. Stay tuned for episode 5 next week. More sutras, more life tools, more sharing. Thank you so much, Tanya, for being here again. Have a great week, everyone. Mm-hmm. We appreciate and honor you for showing up for you today. Join Tanya and I next week for more guidance and discussion on instinctive meditation, the art of higher living, and explorations from the Radiant Sutras. Also, be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast so you receive updates when new episodes are available. And if you love this episode and are listening on Apple Podcasts, we would so appreciate you leaving a rating and review. All the reviews really, really help us to reach more listeners like you. Learn more about Tanya and her generous offerings in the world by following her Instagram account, TanyaKazi1. You can find me at altermovementstudio.com, on the social channels at Alter Movement Studio, and on YouTube at Alter Digital to learn more about my work and to take a variety of free classes with me and our collaborators. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.